Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Surfaces East in Orlando, and I'm with Tom Jennings with the WFCA, the Vice President of Professional Development. Tom, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
I wanted to talk to you about next week. You're in Texas at the CFI convention. That's the 12th to the 14th, right?
12th to the 14th. It's in Grapevine, just a suburb of Dallas, and this is the maiden show for the new CFI since the WFCA has acquired the assets of it, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Actually, you say Grapevine, that's right there by the airport, so it's really convenient. We were talking earlier, the advanced registration is actually really strong, isn't it?
It's really good. We've had short notice to put this one together. We didn't get all the final documents and so forth signed until late in the summer, so we're short in terms of the notice and so forth we were able to give. It was kind of put together on short order. But we have attendance that will be as much or greater than the last two conventions that they had held, and we have high hopes. We got a lot of enthusiasm generated.
And you and Robert are working kind of together on this. How do y'all split up your roles there?
Well, Robert, being Robert Varden, Robert is in charge of the day-to-day operations of CFI. I mean, his title is Vice President of CFI, and he's doing he's the head trainer, if you will, and he works with the manufacturers and our vendors and supporters. Mine is more from the inside. Mine is typically responsibilities or the getting the operations going, as well as some other WFCA, you know, staff members. But you know, Robert's the installer of the group. My background is installation from a sales perspective, from the retailer's perspective. So we're kind of a unique tag team in that regard.
Yeah, let's talk about your background. You were one of the original Carpet One dealers in, was it Lawrence, Kansas?
Lawrence, Kansas, yeah. Kansas City area. Yes, I got in a year after their formation, so I was early. Was a member for 21 years. Sold a retail operation in the fall of 2006, about this time in 2006, so 9 years ago. Had been involved with the WFCA clear back into the early 80s, but had then worked my way up through the chairs with various offices and was chairman in 2002 of the WFCA, and really had my passion there. Chris Davis, our former director, our late director, was a dear friend of mine, and so I kind of had it in my mind that I'd like to work with the WFCA as a encore career, if you will. And then with his passing, I just kept getting deeper and deeper. And Scott Humphrey hired 2.5 years ago, and we hit it off well. And he'd asked me if I'd, you know, come on board full time. So that's kind of how I got to where I am right now. So WFCA is deeply in my blood, but my background is really in the retail flooring part of the business.
Are you still in Kansas now?
Yeah, I have a office in Anaheim. I have an office in Lenexa, Kansas, which is Kansas City at CFI. And I have an office at home, but I mostly live at the Southwest Airline Terminal. That's kind of the nature of the job.
Yeah, and actually this acquisition of CFI brought you that other office because that's where they're headquartered, right?
It is. When we bought the business, we moved it 10 miles down the road, but it is on the other side of the state line.
All right, so the curriculum for this event next week, talk a little bit about how you got it laid out.
Well, the first day is going to be train the trainer, if you will, or certifiers. These men and women, they need their skills improved as well because things are constantly changing in our industry. And that's a real disadvantage that most installers work under is there's not a very good pipeline of information. You know, when Ford Motor Company, for example, decides to change a part or a gear or a service, they send out a notice overnight and their people are immediately have some sort of an update. When one of the manufacturers decides to change the formulation and the adhesive in the backing, which will affect the temperature that we seam the carpet together with, that information gets to that installer pretty slowly, if ever. So, you know, we've got to get the certifiers up to speed on the changes, and we bring in many vendors to do that. Then on Friday and Saturday, we have various educational breakouts throughout the day, and you'll be able to learn everything from how to hand sew, which is a lost art completely on carpet. We've got vendors there that are going to talk about moisture mitigation, about which adhesive is proper and which to use. Jeff King, our WFCA's legal counsel, will be doing sessions on what constitutes a subcontractor versus an employee, and he's going to be doing things to keep you legal no matter which side of that fence you choose to be on. So things of that nature. The event primarily has been for installers in the past, and there's still a lot of things there for installers. But we think there's a great market there for the service managers or estimators that work for many stores because they're the ones that have to go out and recognize these problems. In many cases, they're the ones that have to put the prices on jobs before the installer ever gets there. Plus, it's difficult if you use all subcontractors to mandate that your people go or pay for them to go or incentivize them to go. So maybe it makes sense for the service manager to go and hear these things, see these things, so he can go back and spread the word when he gets back home.
Now, will you be changing much? You know, I thought for a long time CFI's had this master level certification. Are there going to be many changes to the curriculum that they've got for that?
There will be some changes, and there'll certainly still be a master. But we are going to be adding some certifications. Plus, we're going to be doing things for other than just the installer themselves. One class that I've been working on hard is getting a class that's installation for salespeople. I think that, you know, many jobs are improperly sold. Can't blame the installer for everything. And yet we're asking people to sell jobs that they really have never been skilled. They don't understand. They've not had the training. And as we floated that balloon, that's one that's gotten a lot of traction with members. So we're going to be doing additional classes other than just the hands-on certifications we've had before.
And this is all flooring surface types, right?
All surface types. You know, the certifications we've had in the past, which were very meaningful, but they're basically meant to take an existing installer and improve his skills. They don't do much to bring new blood into the industry, and we need new blood desperately in this industry. So in addition to continuing the certifications, we're actually opening some brick-and-mortar schools. We have Dallas open now, just opened. First quarter of the year, we'll be starting schools in North Carolina and in Anaheim, with a fourth one to come in 2016. We're still working on the particulars yet. But our intention is to continue to open schools at this rate for foreseeable future. We have about 20 areas circled in the United States that in time, because no one school is going to be enough. I mean, it's a drop in the ocean. So CFI is going to not only continue to certify those who have been in the industry, but our real hope is we can attract some additional talent into the industry, because we need it. We're graying out fast as an industry is concerned. It's critical.
Are you having trouble getting applicants to come to these classes that you're holding?
You know, we're so new into it, Camp. I'm sure we will. I just, you know, picked up a magazine, read it on the airplane yesterday, that's for the hardware industry and the building supply industry and all things construction are having trouble getting trade. Our industry is a good industry. It's served you and me well for years.
Yeah.
But if I'm just Joe College out here and, you know, just trying to figure out which industry to be in, it's not an easy sell because it's kind of fragmented. There's lots of schools you can go to learn how to run a semi down the road, or HVAC equipment repair and guaranteed job placements and insurances and so forth. So, you know, I think at its core, we're going to have to take a look at, you know, how the industry itself functions to attract as many people as we probably are going to need to.
All right. Well, it's good to hear that you've got some good early attendance planned next week in Dallas. If somebody's interested in going to the Dallas show, they can just go to the WFCA website.
CFIinstallers.org, or call our offices in Kansas City, and we'll make room for you. Not a problem.
All right, Tom, great to catch up with you again. Been talking to Tom Jennings, who's the Vice President of Professional Development with the World Floor Covering Association, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.